listening.
Allison 97.3, Sarah No Name, Allison's Morning Show. No Name had his baby yesterday. Kevin Smith, the esteemed director, is filling in throughout the rest of the week. Jake Johansson stopping by.
So I would have filled in, but I didn't call back.
You didn't call back in time.
That was
you got to be fast.
I know. Kevin nabbed the gig.
Alice likes him quick.
Yeah, we can't wait around.
I had the phone on silent, and I didn't check the messages until it was too late.
That's the problem. That's what happens when you have a man is never truly free once he has a child.
No.
That's true.
I believe the Godfather said that.
I'm in jail with my baby.
Baby jail.
It's not so bad.
It's a cute baby. What's
I'm tired of hearing a No Name's baby, though. Hearing all about it. Every break we come back, you're like, hey, No Name had a baby. You know what?
He had a baby, I'm explaining.
We all know.
Everybody
Does the
was
baby
waiting.
Have a name?
No Name.
Junko Hawkweed Danzig.
That's a lie.
No, it's Junko now?
Hold
I thought
on.
It was Junko.
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 Junko!
Hey, there No he Name!
What is up?
Nothing. What's up with you, Daddy?
Dude, I'm doing good. I feel good. I'm good. I'm still totally freaking out, man.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, Sarah. Still just totally reliving every freaky moment. You might as well cue the sappy ass music because this is pretty much as sappy as I could possibly be.
All right, go.
I'm talking about staring at a newborn's face and recognizing how it changes every second.
It
you
is.
Can vomit
it's like
if you
a,
want to.
It's like a slideshow of all your family. One second it's your dad, the next minute it's your mother's or your wife's mother.
The next minute you can't see it through the haze of tears.
Is that Jake?
Yeah,
Jake Johansson,
me.
Yep.
Who else is in there?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin, you got the big guns, dude.
What's up, sir? They had to bring out a big gun to replace the biggest gun of all.
Yeah, you're fired.
Yeah. No doubt.
He already said he's taking your job, just so you know.
Yes.
He totally came in here guns blazing for this gig.
But let me tell you something right now. If I can get a hookup on the epidural and just hang on the hospital all day and stare at my kid, I think we can work something out.
Really?
My kid is like an animal, though, dude. It's like you, Kevin. He's just like this like animal kid. He's just like, he's got no neck. I mean, if you put hair on his back, he looked like a freaking gorilla, dude.
Yeah, sir, are you insinuating I have no neck?
And the hair on your back?
I'm an animal baby?
I'm just saying, man. It's just crazy. So I'm doing good. I mean, I've been like sleeping on a chair for about 15 minutes this whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting crazy though, man. Like I'm starting to really freak out. Like really, really get kind of like just weirded out.
But when was the baby born?
What's that?
When was the baby born?
Yesterday, at like 7 a.m.
So has your wife engorged yet? Because
she's starting to.
That first one that turns on, it's total porn star freak show. That's exciting. You've got that coming.
Totally.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. And you're right. They're like growing every second. It's just everything's just. It's like living in kind of some surreal. You just watch this body just morph, and everything's getting crazy, and I'm losing my mind.
Let me tell you something. Here's some fatherly advice.
Yeah.
This is going to occur to you. And don't be freaked out, because probably in a few days, the baby's going to be crying or raging or doing something, and it's going to cross your mind how easy it would be to kill the baby. But don't do it, and don't freak out because you had that thought. It's normal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I won't freak out.
So tell us what's been going on in the hospital. Okay, total silent
game.
Silent game.
Really, I know I'm supposed to be a professional broadcaster, and I'm supposed to be able to think about things. And talk and express, but just, you know, I'll be honest with you, man, it's just totally overwhelming, and anyone who's been in my shoes knows what I'm talking about. Like, I'm still kind of in shock from the whole birthing thing, you know, like, I'm just having, like, flashbacks, like, it's just kind of, you know, you see, like, the big placenta coming out, and just, like, I can't get over that, you know, like, I look at my kid, and I think about the placenta, it's like this weird kind of, like, oh, it's just so, I never seen anything so bloody in my life, and there's blood everywhere. It was just, it was awesome. It was awesome. Hello? 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 Did you guys hang up on me? Hello? Oh, silent game?
Oh, the silent game is fun.
The silent game is so fun.
I didn't understand it.
I think it's awesome that they recognized it.
did you? Hey, did you save the placenta?
You know what?
You did?
Say no. Please say no.
You did or you didn't?
Are we making pills?
They eat it in some cultures.
I sat there. Yeah, they do. They eat it over in Berkeley, dude. That's the culture they eat it over at. Those hippies over there are crazy. But I sat there, and that's the thing. Like, I sat. First of all, they put it in, like, a dishpan, and it's sitting there in this dishpan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of sit on the ground. And then at the end, they pour it in this container, And I looked at it, and I go, that's a meal. That could feed, you know, 50 hippies right there.
Totally.
And,
and they have to
away.
Deliver it, too. That's a lot of people who don't have kids don't know that they actually have to. There's two deliveries. There's the baby.
But I saw it come out, Kevin.
And then, well, I would hope you did, sir. And not just like, well, I'm going to go get a soda now. Like, you got to stay forever.
You know what? I did not see the placenta
see
come
the
out. Because
come out?
My wife had a cesarean, and the baby came out. I went over with the baby. I didn't like, hey, is there anything else?
Right.
It's like staying for the credits.
Right.
Who does that?
Besides
I guess
filmmakers.
It depends on which movie it is, though.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay for all your credits now because
not even that, but like a C-section is like watching a movie and being like, nah, I don't need to see the credits.
Right, you're
but
done.
Going to
it's
Nashville,
the baby,
you know, having through the birth canal, that's where you got to watch.
I'm proud of you for getting down
anything
there.
That's coming out of there, I want to know about it.
Hey, no name, you and I will not be able to get a word in edgewise here,
right.
I assure you.
But Jake, I'm telling you something, man. The placenta was crazy because it made me reflect on so much because it's like the forgotten thing. It's just kind of like everyone's reading about the baby. All of a sudden, and I just look down. And I just see this thing go, and I was like, oh, my God.
They call it the
Whoop,
twin.
There it is.
I think placenta actually means the twin. It's like, you know, without the placenta, you can have no baby.
Yeah, and that thing just got thrown away like a piece of trash. The forgotten. That's the forgotten, you know?
You could have saved
it. I think the hospital actually sells it.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, man. The hospital is crazy. I don't know how those people work. I mean, they're all, like, godlike. They're doctors and stuff, and they're all, like, crazy. You know, I was completely useless. You know, you get that feeling, like, as soon as the business started going, to start breaking down the birthing table and getting ready to, like, you know,
deliver the kid. Yeah.
I was just sitting in the way. Like, you tell the doctors, like, me going, like, dude, what are you doing in here? Like, you know, like, they're working around me, passing tubes through my arm. It's just bad.
I still can't believe this dude was a metal god at one point.
He's still a metal god. You'd be happy to know that we actually played Denim and Leather. We did
that your song?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right on.
That was Kevin Smith's request.
There it is. There we do it. We did it. Out of respect and deference to, what is it, Junko?
To Junko Hockweed.
Junko Hockweed.
Oh, and by the way, I had Kevin going for a good solid 3.5 minutes saying that you were Glenn Danzig and you know, that you really were and this was like a whole. I mean, he totally bought it. I know.
Talking about.
I know.
But, dude, Kevin, you got to go to the Man of War Fest, dude, in Germany in July.
We're going.
Yeah, they're going to go.
The Man of War Fest?
Just you.
It's metal, dude. It's metal.
Matt will give you down on that.
I'll go.
Jake's like, I'll swim.
I'll go.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Hey, miss you, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the baby.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's,
I know we're never
going
to party again.
Oh, huh? Don't be silly.
What's that, Matt?
I said, I know the party days are over now. Just listen to your voice.
No.
It was good to know you.
I know. No, dude, I'm dead. It was like the birth of my beast and like the death of me. I was like, oh, wow, look at that. It's crazy, though, dude, Matt. I mean, you know, when I'm in there for 4.5 hours, I'll blabble and bore everyone to death with all the details. But, dude, it's so on another level. I mean, you know, basically what sucks is about having a kid is it's the same boring. If you don't have a kid, it's the same stuff that you've heard every other dad say, like, dude, it's just so crazy. It's, you know, yeah, I've heard this before. But
the genius,
I mean,
thing, genius thing is the dude just had a kid, and he's already telling us. You know what's weird about having a kid? It's like, dude, you don't have any experience yet.
He just went through the big thing.
Plus, we've all got kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we all relate.
We already know. We're in the club. You can tell us all the stupid stories you want.
You're boring the hell out of us.
It reminds us of all the crap we went through.
Yeah, it's good news
been
to
there.
Us.
Yeah. Been there.
Now we got someone new that we can tell all our stories.
Like, ha, 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 no one tricked him out of not being in our club that we're all stuck in.
Right.
Exactly.
Welcome to you giving up your life,
right.
Idiot.
Yeah. It's good, though, man. It's so far so good. And I guess that's...
Well, it's been what? 10 hours?
It's been a day.
Hey, we're 24 hours, bro.
24 and kicking.
When
well
are you
done.
Going
go,
home?
Don't make me, Junk will come there and set you straight, man.
Yeah.
You're one day into an 80-year journey of trying to keep the baby alive now. That's all
exactly.
Your job is, sir. Chris Rock says their job is to keep her off the pole if she's a girl.
Yeah.
But, meaning the dance pole.
Sure, of course.
Just wanted to clarify before I got dumped. But your job basically is just keep the kid alive. That's it. One job from now till the end of time.
Well, dude, if you knew me, you'd know it was a huge. It's a huge accomplishment to do that for one day. Believe me,
right?
Big time. So yeah, everything's cool, man. I was just calling to say what's up. And,
wait a second. I believe he's a first time caller, isn't he?
No, he called me today.
Second time.
First time today.
Dude.
Your first time caller. Usually you do the show.
All right. Hey, you know what? No name.
Tomorrow
call in again. Try to call earlier. Everybody's asking about you. If you can call in the 7 o'clock hour, it'd be awesome. But I understand if you're sleeping, whatever. But I totally understand. But I have to, I got to play this Duran Duran song now because I got you know.
Dude, you got it.
It's a game.
How are we going to get it?
It's another game.
It's the seventh game.
It's
but
another
then
game?
We're
going to
go late. We're going to go late today. We're not going to skip it. We're going to come back. But listen, I love you, and I'm totally, we're all
right,
thinking
okay.
about you. And
love
you,
baby.
Congratulations,
sir. Congratulations.
Right, talk to you soon.
And let me just say something, sir. Kevin Smith co-hosts this show. I listen every morning.
He's been awesome. And Jake, too. I mean, it's been a really fun show.
That hurt.
He
left you out of the yeah.
Hey, go see Jake. He's playing at Cobb sometime, I swear.
September.
In September.
I am. September.
I just,
right.
I've got a name for our band before you go.
Yeah.
Black Market Placenta.
Yeah.
Nice. I like
that
it.
Rocks.
BMP.
All right, guys.
All right, love you. Bye.
Later.
Nice. Okay,
down.
Here's what we're going to do.
Are you down with BMP?
You know me.
Boy,
I knew
people,
that part.
People and kids are boring as hell.
Boy, I know.
You're in
it's
for
great, though.
A hellish 20
No,
years.
I've bored my co-host with my kids.
Really?
Kid,
now it's turnabout is fair play.
No, I guess, yeah, I have to listen to it, too. It was amazing because even while Christy was pregnant, I was like, wow, this is boring.
Right.
But I was like, oh, this is exactly what, you know why it's boring? Because I said all these same stories.
Yep.
But it's not boring. It's exciting. And he's
I can tell you a story about my kid.
Nah, let's do this Duran Duran thing.
And, what is the Duran Duran thing?
Well, we're getting people qualified for this flyaway to Toronto.
Before you have another game.
You've got to qualify before
listen,
you can
guys,
even
I apologize
win.
That this is a commercial radio station where we do these things.
What's
the
and
game
now?
Things
no,
I hear you. Have to do is not just all about stories about
caller
your effing
nine.
Kid and your effing film career, okay?
Don't even say effing because I know what that means.
Yeah, totally. And I was offended.
Well, my apologies,
Kevin
gentlemen.
Kevin Smith here. Kevin Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Jake Johansson.
That's right.
I was
and
reset.
We're going to be
nice
back
guys.
In a second. So here's
I think
what we're
we should
do.
Have our own show.
Caller number nine right now. We're going to get someone qualified right now for this thing. 800-400-97. And then
we'll take a break,
and then we'll come back with the game.
Can we disqualify somebody?
No, we may not.
We're going to knock somebody out of the box.
Eight, no. But we'll take caller number nine right now.
Take a break.
We'll be right
Girls
back. Call now, even though you're not hearing the whole thing in its entirety.
Okay, I've heard it.
Is this enough?
Everybody's heard this song.
Okay,
sing
call now.
This is so what is the commercial?
Phone. Right now.
What? Alice applauds Starbucks for the Grants for Giving program. Starbucks will award $375,000 to qualified local nonprofit organizations in Northern California who are committed to building better futures for youth and families in our communities. Past recipients include those working to support the arts, youth sports, and literacy. Visit your local Starbucks retail store to learn how you can qualify for the Starbucks Grants for Giving program today. For more information, log on to RadioAlice.com and click on the Starbucks Grants for Giving icon. Starbucks, serving more than coffee in our communities.
You're an adult and you've got a job. From 9 to 5, you hear the woman in the next cubicle whispering about her steamy love life. You got a guy who burns popcorn every day and a grouchy boss who times your bathroom breaks. But it all pays off when you overhear a coworker bragging to her friend about the deal she got at Verizon Wireless. Buy one Samsung A670 camera phone for just $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate and get up to four Samsung A650 color flip phones free. $49.99 for a camera phone and up to four color flip phones free? Whoa. You put a glass to the wall. You heard it right. A camera phone with flash and video capture that's pics and text messaging capable and can even download games and ringtones. And you also get America's most reliable wireless network. So you leave a life-size replica of yourself at your desk and bolt over to the nearest Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City. When you get back, the boss says, you know, you could have also called 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
New 2-year agreement required per phone. $15 activation fee and $175 cancellation fee per line. Other charges, taxes, and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Airtime and other fees apply to downloads. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
And now, Quiznos Radio with Baby Bob.
Hey, Baby Bob here, talking with 9-time rodeo world champion Ty Murray.
How you doing, little buddy?
Great. So, Ty, you're trying Quiznos Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub. Why don't you tell us what a real cowboy thinks?
Man, Bob, this thing tastes good.
Like yee-haw good or more like yippee-yay good?
I'm going to go with the second one.
So what's your favorite part? Quiznos tender, juicy roast beef? Or is it the tasty melted Swiss cheese? Or how about the warm pan roasted au jus for dipping?
Bob, I love all of it. But my favorite part is it's just $2.99 every day.
But I thought a big rodeo star like you wouldn't care about the $2.99 price.
Hey, I haven't fallen on my head that many times.
Gotcha. You know, I got one of those rocking horses with springs. That thing's a beast.
Get Quiznos Tasty Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub. It's just $2.99 for a small, all day, every day. Now at participating Quiznos.
Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty.
You know, Sarah, I don't know if you've heard about the turkey revolution going on, but there's a turkey revolution happening, and Jenny O is like the commander, man. It's changing the way turkey's thought of, man. Well, two delicious flavors. You get choice of flavors of turkeys, people.
You can go home style or butter, garlic, and herb.
Delicious. And they go straight from the freezer to your oven, so you don't got to hassle the cleaning the thawing out.
Simplify!
It is so simple. It's unbelievable.
You take it right out of the freezer, which means you don't have to thaw it out in your refrigerator, no taking up room in your fridge. You cut off the outer bag. You make a couple slits in the inner bag. You put that in a roasting pan. You stick it in the oven. 3 hours, say. Three and a half hours. The little thing pops out. You know, the little thing in the breast that pops out when it's done. Boom, you take it out. In the meantime, you're preparing pies and pastries and all the fabulous accoutrements to a delicious turkey dinner from Jenny O.
And if you're not taking notes, it's all in the package. It's so simple to use. I cooked a delicious turkey myself. I never cooked a turkey in my life.
No.
It turned out delicious.
If you can do it, anybody can.
Join the turkey revolution. Go get a Jenny O turkey today, people. Turkey, yummy!
This is the sound of music. And this is the sound of a sale. And this? Well, this is the sound of the Comcast high-speed internet sale. 3, 4! That's because now, through March 6th, you can get Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month for the first 3 months. Sign up today and you'll also get a cool MP3 player, absolutely free. So now you can download your favorite songs in seconds and take them with you on the go. All from Comcast, America's number one high-speed internet provider. But hurry, this sale ends March 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Taxes additional. Installation fees may apply. Call for service availability and details. Must activate by March 31st to receive free MP3 player. Offer good while supplies last.
When you're looking for an evening graduate program at a good school, the first thing to figure out is what constitutes a good school. At Notre Dame de Namur University, we have a simple method for determining this. We call it the three R's. R number one, reputation. Has the school performed to a consistently high academic standard? Established in 1851, NDNU has a reputation for exacting standards, as well as a highly qualified faculty and staff. R number two, real. Does the school have a real campus, a well-established faculty, and a wide range of programs, including education, MBA, and psychotherapy? NDNU does. And the third R, location. Hey, that reading, writing, arithmetic saying isn't all ours either. Is getting to your program an ordeal, or is it located conveniently mid-peninsula in Belmont, like NDNU? If our three R's have piqued your interest, go to ndnu.edu for program details, phone numbers, and dates for our information forums. You know, you can start sooner than you think. NDNU, the cure for the common school.
Nissan introduced 10 bold, powerful cars and trucks and achieved the biggest sales increases in America. What's next? Nissan's Drive to a Million sales event. We're out to break a record, 1 million sales, so you get great offers on select new Nissans, like the all-new Frontier and the full-size Titan. Now get 2% APR financing for 60 months or $1,000 cash back when you purchase a new 2005 Nissan Titan from dealer stock. 2% or $1,000 cash back on Titan, only at Nissan's Drive to a Million sales event. We're gonna drive to a million, so you get to drive a Titan and save. See your Nissan dealer now. We're in a drive to a million, so you get great offers on select new Nissans. Nissan, shift your ride. Sales increase based on PAI auto data CY 2004, $1,753 per month for 1,000 borrowed, subject to NMAC Tier 2 credit approval. Down payment may be required. See dealer for details. Offers end 3/30/105.
The three letters every gangbanger should fear, DNA.
You murder a man. There's one speck of dust out there that proves it. I will find it.
New CSI New York, CBS Tonight.
Tonight, CBS has Wednesday's funniest hour of TV, starting with a new King of Queens. It's your wife's birthday, but she's feeling old.
I don't know whether to cry or punch in the face.
What do you do? Hey, guys, to Whistle Adder.
That was your plan?
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Then on a new Yes, Dear, if your child is struggling to learn how to read, there's only one person to blame. Your husband.
You'll pay for this.
New Yes, Dear. After a new King of Queens. CBS Tonight.
Hey, it's Caduce here, and the unparalleled artist of the year, Usher, is coming to Showtime live from Puerto Rico. He's 15 times platinum worldwide with 3 Grammy Awards. Now, Usher is on Showtime.
Yeah, man. One night, one star. It's a good look. Only on Showtime.
One night, one star, Usher, live only on Showtime. Saturday at 9, 8 Central on Showtime's free preview weekend in association with Dr. Pepper, tape delayed on West Coast.
I need to have the game explained.
I'll explain the game.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Hold
on 1 second. Allison 97.3, thank you for listening and choosing us this morning. Kevin Smith sitting in this morning and the rest of the week. Jake Johansson doing us the honor of bringing his person here to hang out with us this morning.
How many times have you been on Letterman, sir?
30 times.
30 times
30
on Letterman?
30 times.
That's got to be a record.
A lot of talking. I don't think it is a record.
No,
it's got to be up there. I'd say it's in the
on
top,
more than that.
Let's say your top 20 of returners.
Could be. That's possible.
For stand-up, not just for like Renee Zellweger, I'm sure, has been on a couple thousand times to pimp her various projects.
No, Jake Moore.
She's
but
for stand-up. Who?
Jake Moore. World record.
I might have been on more than Zellweger.
Yeah.
Yeah. She probably goes on once a movie.
But not more than Cybill Shepherd.
We all dream of beating Cybill Shepherd.
With a
lead
stick.
Pipe.
Yeah.
Come on.
Then shooting it through a filter.
Last picture show, though.
Yeah. From
you need
way
that.
Cybill Shepherd
away.
Holds the record?
No, we were making that up. What do you want?
I can't even tell that.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Cybill Shepherd's like, why me?
Leave me alone.
What did
it
I
was
do?
A hat full of older actresses, and your name was chosen. Congratulations.
Older-ish.
Yes, older-ish. Not old.
What game are we playing now, guys?
Hold on.
First
Maggie
human
Smith.
Who has to blab something. Go That's ahead.
We have a winner actress. For the Duran Duran, so everyone stop calling.
Oh, congratulations, whoever was calling on. Who was it?
It was Scott.
It was Simon LeBon himself.
From San Mateo.
Well, Scott is
Scotty.
Now he's in the pool of people who may be going up to...
Congratulations, you're qualified to...
Meet the band.
You,
and go to
that's
Toronto.
That's what they wanted
it's
to do,
trip.
Is meet Duran Duran.
I hope to God they poured a lot of chlorine in that pool. Because let me tell you something. You don't want to get in a pool with Duran Duran.
Check it around.
Randy Rhodes has been around. He's one of the guys, right?
No, he's not.
What's his name?
Simon LeBon.
Simon LeBon. Nick Rhodes.
Nick Rhodes has been around.
John Taylor, Roger Taylor, Andy
I spent
Taylor.
Time on a yacht in Canton. May I name drop and show you my glamorous life? Thank you. Back in 90... This is the Titanic music?
Yeah.
Am I on the back of a boat whipping jewelry off?
But you said, just said you were on a boat. And you.
I was on a boat, actually, yes. This boat didn't go down. And it was 94 at the Cannes Film Festival when we were there with Clerks.
You mean Con?
Cannes, we call it.
Oh, I see.
Properly. those of us who've been there. I was on the Miramax yacht, me and my friend, producer Scott Mosier, and then we hung out with Simon LeBon all night long. And we just sat there like...
Was he a lot of fun?
He seemed really unfun to me when
guy.
He was here. Really?
No, he was
but you
a
know
real
what?
Sweet
You're not
guy.
You're not chicks?
I'm not a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tall?
I've looked and I'm not. Not tall, if
Big
I
hands.
Remember. Why would that matter?
I don't know. It just seemed like a question that I wanted to
He has a very
ask.
Pretty wife. You know, he's married to a model. Yasmin LeBon.
Everybody's married to a
he
model.
He married a woman
now.
Who has the same last name as him. Either that or she changed it.
She probably changed it.
Is your wife a model?
My wife is not a model.
She could be, though.
She's I saw a picture of her.
Actress.
Did you take the picture of her?
I took that picture. She took the other pictures.
Didn't occur to you to ask her to take her blouse off, though?
No, I got some of those.
You got those.
I didn't bring them with me. It's just a one-night trip.
Public,
so.
Apparently.
Hey, you want to see Kevin's wife? She's right here.
I do want to
see I want to see her,
wife.
Too. I don't, leave those pictures up, because I haven't gotten to see her yet. Jennifer, I'm going to look at you.
But I hung out with LeBon, and he was a good guy, and he was singing to us. He sang to me Emoj, and he sang Save a Prayer. I mean, you know, it was...
Was he drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk. It
he
was
just
like late in the evening. It's one of those nights where it's like 3 in the morning and you're hanging out
but
on
he
a yacht
sang songs.
Can and
wow.
Simon LeBon just starts singing.
Did you do a Q&A?
I didn't do a Q&A, but we quizzed him a little bit, but I wouldn't call it a Q&A.
Okay.
Because most of his responses were unintelligible, being that they were British.
Did you get any good rock star trash the
no,
hotel room?
No, he's been so like married for so long at that point. This was 94 and he'd been married for a few years already, so he was not like.
And he wasn't
and
on the prowl.
His lady was there too, so I don't think he wanted to be like, one time we had all these chicks, you know.
That was a good accent.
You like that?
Yeah.
I like to consider myself the rich little of the 21st century. You better lay off that thing, sir. I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Sir.
You guys be
See, sir.
Left
Did you
in
have
a
fun
lurch.
Today? Was it fun?
I had a good time.
Okay, good.
Did you have a good time?
I did. I had a really good time.
Did you have a good time or a great time?
I had a great time.
How about Jake?
What about you?
I had a super time.
Really?
Super?
Super.
Awesome. Right on.
Full on super.
Right on.
Okay, daily game. Jake, you're playing. Games. Here's the game.
Okay.
I can get behind this game. This is Screen Name at ViewAskew or Not.
ViewAskew.com is my website. There's a message board at my website. Very densely populated, well-trafficked, and people hang out. And kind of like in the old world of CB back in the 70s, everyone has handles, net names, if you will.
So are these actual handles?
This game is predicated on you figuring out whether or not the name that you will be handed is a real net handle at ViewAskew.com or a fake one. Now, we should point out for the people you don't have a computer to reference.
And these are net handles that only apply. This isn't the person's full-time web address or something.
No,
this
it's
is
just
only
like what their name is on
your
website. On the
ViewAskew
website.
I got to get a chat.
Yeah, their username. You need one.
On my website.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need an army, sir. It takes a village.
No, I know. I need a whole crew of maniacs.
Plug it.
Yeah, JakeThis.com.
Crash the server.
Nice.
This dude begging for it.
Okay,
crash
Jake, who
three
do you want?
People log on and I'm out.
You have to choose who you're going to play with. Here are the people who have signed up to play. And by the way, each of these people have been holding at least half an hour, if not more.
Okay, I'd like to have some personal time with each of them.
Bobby Digital.
Bobby Digital.
Gregory. Henry Hudson. Jake Johansson's Secret Love Slave.
Henry Hudson was my alma mater. The high school I went to was called Henry Hudson Regional.
Is that so?
So I think that's a made-up name.
People make the names up. Well, that's
Jake
Johansson's love slave.
Jake Johansson's secret love slave, Henry Hudson, Gregory, or Bobby Digital. Who would you like to play with?
I understand exactly what Jake Johansson's secret love slave is doing, and I just want to say it worked. So I'm going to pick that person.
You pick the shout-out guy?
You know, when I'm on, Kevin, people come up and they like me.
Way to reward bad behavior.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm all about.
Slave. Okay, you must now retire to the Cone of Silence. You will be escorted there by Matt.
Oh, this is a trick to get me off the show.
I will say this is the most involved game we've played all day.
This is very involved.
That's saying a lot because this is game 98.
Okay.
Shut up.
Was there games before I got here?
Sir, you have no idea how many games. I walked in before I got a word out of my mic. They're like, hey, we're going to play the fart game.
I missed the fart game.
This is not getting to anything else.
I just keep trying to get to these games.
The fart game is a good game because you can have a real one and a fake one. You got to guess which one
is which. Jake Johansson's Secret Love Slave. Get out of here. Go. Cone of Silence.
What we do is we have another guest tomorrow. Maybe we bring Jake back, right? And the game is both of us go into separate bathrooms. We try to blow up the tissue, the toilet paper roll by peeing on it.
And whoever gets bigger?
Whoever gets bigger. Who's got the radio stream?
That's a fine game. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Really? That's close
peeing,
to dumping?
Yeah, you can't.
Really? You can't talk about...
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. Can I just ask a question? Does Jake Johansson know where he does? Okay. He's in the cone of silence. I see him down there in the cone of silence.
The cone of silence is the elevator out of the building.
That's right. Okay. So here's how it works. Jake, just tell me yes or no. Is this a screen name from ViewAskew.com, Kevin's website, okay?
Okay.
And I'll time you in case there's a tie.
Okay.
Quiet Robert.
Yes.
Silent J-Rod.
Yes.
Bobby Brisket.
No.
The Eunuch.
No.
Brody's Balls.
No.
Clerkerous Button.
Yes.
Yummy Muse.
Yummy Muse?
Yummy Muse.
No.
Jesus.
No.
Kevin Smith's. Yes, you do. Kevin Smith's Hole.
Yes.
Kevin is a radio god now.
Yes.
No. 45 seconds. She got three right.
I suck so bad.
Yeah, well, don't say it out loud. Just talk.
Okay, I will.
Can we extract Jake now from the cone of silence?
Yeah, Jake is now returning from the cone of silence. Good call,
Kevin
Smith.
Will these be names tomorrow now?
I would bet. The ones that, yes, I would bet.
All right, Jake Johansson, just tell me yes or no.
I was worried about you, sir. How was the cone of silence?
Well, it was lonely. I didn't cry. I promised myself I wouldn't cry, and so I was okay.
At what point did you start thinking, like, maybe I should just eat my foot to stay alive?
Well, fear takes over, and you just go on instinct for most of the time in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, very few people make it back from the cone of silence. Jake Johansson's
one of them.
Yes,
here he is.
It's dark there. Very dark.
Work the music. Work the music.
I can't.
All right, here we go.
There's a jackknife big rig.
Jake, just tell me yes or no. Is this a screen name from ViewAskew?
Yes.
Quiet Robert. Yes or no?
I can't give you hints, sir.
It's simple.
Well, okay.
If I go like this.
Silent J-Rod.
Yes.
Bobby Brisket.
Yes.
The Eunuch.
Yes.
Brody's Balls.
Yes.
Clerkerous Button.
Yes.
Yummy Muse.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Kevin Smith's Hole.
Yes.
Kevin is a radio god now.
Yes.
How many did you get?
4.
I just said yes.
Ah! Jake's Secret Love Slave, you have lost.
What? How
4
what,
to 3.
What,
she got 3.
You beat your love slave.
You beat
slave,
your love
sir.
Slave.
That's all I did was well. Say yes the whole time.
I know. Well, maybe we all learned something.
I think so. Jake, I love you so much.
Just
I've seen
hang
your concert
up.
Dozens
you
of
lost.
Times.
Hang up and shame.
I love you too.
All right.
I'll see you,
ready,
you
Kevin?
I'll right. see you at Cops okay, in bye. September yeah. and on my chat board when I get one.
Did you say you're going to see her on your Cobb in September? What was that?
On my Cobb.
Cobb's.
At Cobb's Comedy Club in September.
Club. Let's clarify.
It's a good place.
Right.
They've got a lot of good shows between now and then, too.
But, you know.
Where? What
give
I'm doing.
Free plugs.
Yeah,
to,
why not?
Right.
Where?
Cobb's.
No, but where in between now and then?
Where between now and then?
Yeah.
Where
no,
will
he,
I be?
No,
he
was saying
you can
see.
You can, if you would like to stalk me, you can go to my website, jakethis.com, where my busy... road schedule is available.
It'll be up on our site today.
At the click of a click. Oh, I'll be cross-linked.
Where are you this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I had this week off, you know. I was hoping I could come up and
well, you didn't
host
call back
the show,
in time.
But I guess
oh, well.
Kevin needed the work.
Kevin beat
I got
to
recirculate, sir. After Jersey Girl, I need to pump
needs
it
to get
a
back
bit.
Out there.
I need
yeah.
to get in touch with the people.
I'm stealing that sir thing.
You liking it?
You know
yeah.
what he even likes
I like
us?
It because it's respectful, but then it's also disrespectful.
Firm. Firm.
It's like it's got
I
a
don't
double edge.
It's a pejorative. To me, it's always like, well, sir.
Oh, it's a pimp slap.
It's all
it's
no,
completely.
It's all respect.
Can I tell you guys a secret
it's
about
it's keeping,
a squasher.
It, keeping it on Front mm-hmm. Street? That's what it's
keeping
about.
It on.
Can
okay.
I tell you a secret about Kevin?
What? Yes, sir.
Let's call him Mr. Smith.
Kevin,
sir.
Kevin actually stole sir from somebody else.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yes, he did.
Who'd you steal that from?
I want to say it. I want to say.
Go ahead.
From Jason Mewes.
Jason Mewes.
Oh, does he say sir all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
He adopted it at one point, or adopted it,
mm-hmm.
about a year ago. And it just suddenly it started seeping its way. So
don't
when
blame
I started
yourself.
Speaking to him, I started saying, yes, sir. No,
right.
sir.
He adopted it and you adapted it for radio.
I did.
Like, it's like Paris and Nicole. Nicole started,
it's hot.
And now Paris
it's hot. Well, you did that. You hang around with people enough, you all start to speak the same language. There's no question about that.
I can't. We almost made it through a whole show without somebody referencing Paris effing Hilton.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't
Thanks.
Happen.
Thanks, buddy.
We made it over 4.5 hours without it.
Anything yeah. for you, sir.
You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to dig up all the Paris Hilton stories I can find.
And there are at least 20. There are as many Paris Hilton stories in the newspaper every day as there are games played on the show every
there
day.
There are as many as there are stories about a rap.
You know what? We missed my topic, which came straight off Katie Couric this morning, right before I left the hotel. Soccer moms on meth.
Nice.
That's going on now.
Wow.
It's the name of my next feature, by the way.
I'm gonna have
from
to
Jersey
check
Girl,
it.
The Soccer Moms on Meth.
Soundtrack by Black Market.
Hey, Kev.
Just,
yeah.
just don't put Ben in it.
Hey, Kev.
He's in it, sir.
Kev.
With authority, I came back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to affirm or deny the fact that you're going to do the TV show for Star Wars?
I believe that it would be confirm or deny.
Confirm, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
You won't?
No, it's too early.
Will you make a kind of a silly cartoon noise, though?
Whoop. Okay. All right, Jake Johansson, thank you so much. See you in September, if not before.
Thank
congratulations
you.
On your beautiful baby, who's like a year old now, and your beautiful wife. And
thank you.
And Kevin, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have
I'll
a great day.
Tomorrow.
I can't wait to meet your wife and your daughter. And
you'll never meet them.
Well, I'm hoping you
They're
know I can stalk
of
you.
My imagination.
Really. I know
I'm
where
calling
you're staying.
In for a game tomorrow.
Yeah, beard. No, you should call
do
in
it.
For a game. Please
yeah.
do.
Please
definitely do.
And you'll
make
see.
Sure.
Just make sure you get up early. Listen online if you're in Los Angeles, and you'll see how many games we have to play.
It's a
like
lot.
Kindergarten in here. They're like, and now we're gonna play the sit-down game.
Oh, shut up! I think you're so smart. This morning, Ray. This is what it's about.
Games.
Sure, blah blah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Look,
I like it.
Lord knows I
you
like
you even
games
won one of the games.
I did.
You won two of the games.
I did. We're playing Trivial Pursuit tomorrow, aren't we?
We are. I'm going to go get it today.
That's a game I can get behind. We're going to play Trivial Pursuit, and we're going to bring in
every
somebody.
Time you piss me up, I'm pull a card out.
Totally.
And vice versa, you know, if you're sick totally. Of listening to me.
But you can never, you never make me mad, Sarah. You only make me happy inside.
Uh-huh. Yeah, talk to me on Friday. You've been looking at me for 3 days.
You think so?
Yeah,
think
oh yeah.
I'll lose
no,
it by
we'll
that
do
point?
Yeah, we'll definitely drive each other crazy.
Really?
It's going to be awesome.
But it works for you and no
that's,
name.
Well, that's, you know, you've got to have if we agree on everything, that's going to suck.
Right.
We've got to have a little tension.
Yeah. That's
I
true.
Find.
I'm going to listen on the internet for the fight.
On the illegal feed that we're not supposed to promote?
Awesome. Do you have an illegal feed?
Yeah, that's all we have. We don't have a real...
If we just had a flat-out throwdown, like where you were listening going, oh, that's cute, and then it started to dawn on you, like, oh, my God, they're
really hurting her.
I should get up there quick.
She's choking to death.
Hey, guys.
Or you're going to have a physical fight.
No, just a verbal.
Verbal sparring. I would lose that, I'm sure of it. And you'd pull out all these obscure references, and I'd be like, huh?
Well, you can't say the
really
mean things.
I dig into your past
things.
And hire a PI to dig up
there's
some
nothing
dirt
to, I mean, nothing I haven't admitted on the show before. Total really? Coke whore for like three years.
And really? I can bust that? I'm like, I wasn't the one doing coke for 3 years straight.
She made out with Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
When?
86. Fully married.
For the full year?
No.
You were married?
No.
He was married.
No, he was married.
He was married and
I was even like, I was like, you know, you're married.
And you rubbed it like that?
Oh, no. Well, you know, he was all
he was doing your front area?
He was.
Wow.
He
for those
see
who
him,
can't
I
see at home, the Theater of the Mind
up.
Thing, she brushed her...
I have just really small ones and he...
Chest. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why did he want
he
to...
Was
because he's a heterosexual.
Baby.
I mean, I understand
I was,
why,
I was
but he
19
was married.
At the time. I know, I even said that. I was hot when
sometimes.
I was 19.
Is that right?
Yes.
20 years ago.
The way I understand it from my wife, you get married, you stop thinking about sex, period.
That's the law.
Technically, you're not allowed to.
When you're Eddie Van Halen, a rock star, I guess you get bored.
Hey, Kev, I want to hear more about this. Yes.
Who's the most famous person you made out with?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No,
she's talking about making out with Eddie Van Halen.
It was 20 years ago.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about it.
That was it. That was the whole story.
Did it go any further?
No.
She walked
although
out
it could have. I said no. I was like, no.
She walked out on
Well, I wasn't there to be a groupie. I was there because I had a real music career, and I was like, oh, my God, I get to meet Eddie Van Halen. And he's like, glug, 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 glug.
He drunkenly made out?
Oh, totally.
Even
drunkenly.
Worse?
You were there to advance your music career?
I was.
And you wound up making out with him.
I know. I was
surprised?
Like, I guess I
what was wrong. The music career that you were there?
I don't know. I was in some cover band. I thought we were hot. So.
You were in a cover band?
Oh, yeah,
tomorrow,
for a long time.
Tomorrow,
oh, yeah, you can
I'll
explore this whole thing.
Tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Were you like
no,
Pinky
no.
Tuscadero?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Tomorrow.
Tell them the name of your band.
Tomorrow.
Which band? The cover
Black
band?
Black Market Placenta.
The cover band was Geneva.
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 That sounds remotely dirty. It's got the same amount of syllables as, you know, that clinical word for
placenta?
One
hey,
thing.
Sarah, sing them the song you wrote about Challenger.
Denim and
Leather. No. They're going to save that for
Challenger?
Tomorrow. Well,
wow.
Jake
will be here
timely.
You finger on the pulse.
Just sing a little bit of it for him.
There is really only a little bit of it.
This is huge.
I'll do it tomorrow.
This is what Sarah sang when she wrote a song.
I was very moved, obviously. You know, the freaking Challenger had just blown up. I had my first Casio keyboard.
Right.
Dead astronaut.
Challenger. Whoa, Challenger. And it went on from there.
You didn't write it. You just said the name.
Yeah.
Three times.
It gets rolling, though.
It did. There were actually words. I just don't remember them anymore. And I never recorded it, so. Had enough?
That's, that doesn't count as a cover band, I don't think.
No. That was, not something we performed in the cover band.
I like
what's this?
This tomorrow. Is a good way to go out.
See you tomorrow.
Wait. I don't really have anything. I'm just kidding. Maybe I do. I can't lie.